The Steve Gruber Show, American values with Midwestern common sense.
It certainly is refreshing to know that Hillary Clinton's major concerns are with the well-being of the Republican Party. I'm glad that's where her head is today. I mean, why would she have anything else to worry about, like an FBI informant being released to testify before Congress on the Russian uranium deal? The Clinton Foundation got $140 million out of, or the DNC being paid for the dossier, along with the Clinton campaign, $6 million they put on the table there. By the way, an FEC complaint filed. And Manafort and Podesta on the same team, nothing to worry about here. She says, I am concerned about the Republican Party. Thank you, Hillary. Liz Peek here, columnist for Fox News and the Fiscal Times. Liz, how are you?
Good morning. I'm terrific. I'm enjoying your headline.
Well, you know, where do you start? I'm going to start with the latest bombshell, and that is the DOJ last night giving this FBI informant the green light. Talk to whomever you want. I saw Chuck Grassley this morning saying, you know, my experience tells me these things are often associated with cover-ups. And Chuck Grassley being slow, consistent, and persistent. What do you make of it?
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly right. Look, I think the worst sort of fallout from all the things that have taken place during the Obama years and the revelations since have been that all of us have a sort of queasy feeling about the FBI, about the Department of Justice, about the rule of law in our country. And, you know, we're not totally naive. We know that the rules don't apply all the time to everybody and that the White House clearly in every administration is prone to cover its tracks. But this ongoing story about Hillary Clinton influence peddling, you know, when she took office as Secretary of State, Obama required her to sign something saying that she would be very transparent about gifts to the Clinton Foundation. And he did it for a reason. I think at that time, even then, now we know from reporting at The Hill, they had been tracking a widespread campaign amongst Russian operatives to basically bribe the Clintons. And why would they do that? Well,
no, exactly, because
the
they
Clintons
knew
are vulnerable to that, right? And they are money-grubbing people. So
that's right. And besides yourself, the other person that I always feel has a very even hand on these conversations is Britt Hume. And
yes.
Britt a couple of nights ago just said, listen, he was on Tucker Carlson. He said, this changes everything. This whole Russia collusion story has changed completely. You've got the Russia collusion story, the Russia dossier story, the Paul Manafort story, the stories intertwined, and all of that seem to tangle up. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Eric Holder, James Comey, Loretta Lynch, Rod Rosenstein, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the Democratic National Committee, CNN, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and yes, Robert Mueller and the FBI. So
and
there's your list.
President Obama, because this all happened on his watch, after all, right?
There is that.
You know, I think Americans are going to be relieved. I actually have a piece up that went up at 4 a.m. this morning. I was not there to see it, about this whole thing. And I liken Hillary Clinton on this to Elliot Spitzer going aggressively after prostitution, even as he was involved in a prostitution group. You know, you kind of have to wonder, Hillary Clinton has been pushing and pushing and pushing investigations into Russia. Did she not think? How stupid can you be that she never thought this might tangle her up with her various...
They never concerned themselves. Well, first of all, they never thought they would lose, right?
Yes.
They never thought they would lose, so they never thought... But here's what's really telling about this. You've got John Podesta, who is the campaign manager of the biggest upset loss in American political history, and now he was cheating as well, and he still couldn't win?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I mean, come on.
Well, we knew they were cheating. We knew the DNC was in Hillary's bucket the whole time. But I agree. Anyway, look, I think what's sort of comical here is, again, that she has been posturing herself as sort of the righteous nanny overseeing the United States relationship with Russia. And honestly, and by the way, I've been writing about this, as I think you may remember, for about a year and a half.
That's right.
Since Peter Schweizer's book came out, many of us have said, wait a minute, something went on here, and if you follow the leads, when I said that she agreed with Obama to release all of her donations, she did, but that included this Canadian offshoot, the Justra Foundation, the charity that she apparently was the recipient for the $145 million. She agreed to release that, too, and then she didn't. So there is something I don't know how, if you're a Hillary supporter, you kind of get past this. I think it's extremely
I think it's important to know that it was
news.
I agree. I think it's important that it is the Washington Post that broke this story.
Yeah,
because
I agree.
That hits the Democrats, swats them right across the nose, those that were trying to hang in there.
Yep, I agree with you.
But then you've got this other thing. The DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign, they apparently hired a foreign spy to go to a foreign country to dig up dirt or manufacture dirt, whatever it takes, to do a smear campaign on your opponent for president of the United States. Now, here until just about 48 hours ago, that was called collusion. People called it treason. Now it's called opposition research.
Yeah, well, it was opposition research. And, you know, the chances were over the last several months, as people, as they, the GPS Fusion people, have refused to come clean about who paid them, more and more it was pointing towards the Democrats and towards the Hillary Clinton campaign. Frankly, I don't know that people are going to be that wound up about this, but I think, again, it does certainly undermine the credibility of the Clinton campaign on all these fronts. And look, the only reason that they're going to get through this unscathed, which they probably will, is if the mainstream media simply refuses to cover it. And to your point, the having Washington Post out there in the lead on some of this reporting and The Hill on some of it is extremely valuable, because those are not right-wing organizations.
Everything. Yeah, that changes everything. And there's already been a complaint filed with the FEC. I just saw that headline here from a company, a group called the Campaign Legal Center.
Yeah, I saw that.
Saying that you can't do that. You can't spend money on it. It's illegal. I don't know if that goes anywhere. And I don't believe they're getting out unscathed this time. I think the totality of it, the tonnage of it this time, might actually be enough, because people don't want to go to jail for Hillary Clinton. I'll give you the last word.
Well, that's an interesting point. So far, no one has ever buckled on any of these investigations into the Clinton camp. But this is really, this what they call it, racketeering. The FBI described what went on in the early 2009-2010 period as racketeering. That's bribery, money laundering, et cetera. Those are pretty tough. That's pretty tough to ignore.
That's
big
stuff.
And again, I think the Justice Department needs to reestablish its credibility, and I hope they start here.
I hope they do. Liz Peek, always a pleasure. Wish we had more time.
Me too.
A lot to go
through.
Thank you. Back in a moment. Hey, by the way, the JFK files released today. Here they come, boys and girls.